Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, October 7th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss a groundbreaking study on food-microbe interactions. What's the significance of this research?
Oh man, this study is absolutely revolutionary. It's the first systematic map showing how food molecules interact with gut bacteria. We're talking about a real game changer for personalized nutrition here. Just imagine being able to tailor your diet specifically to your unique gut microbiome. It's like having a GPS for your digestive system.
Hold on, Eric. Let's not get carried away. While it's interesting, we can't ignore the limitations of such studies. What about external factors? There are
many variables. But Kate, you're missing the big picture here. This research addresses a crucial gap in nutritional science. It focuses on small molecule interactions, which have been largely overlooked. We're talking about a whole new frontier in understanding how our food affects
our gut health. Sure, but how reliable is this map? We've seen plenty of nutrition fads come and go.
But this isn't a fad, Kate. It's rigorous scientific research. These small molecules are compounds in our food that aren't macronutrients like fiber. They've been overlooked for far too long, and now we're finally seeing how they can significantly impact our gut
health. That's a simplistic view, Eric. Our diet is complex, and isolating these compounds might not tell the whole story. We need to consider the bigger picture of how all these elements interact in our bodies over time.
Interesting points from both of you. Eric, you mentioned that the study shows these compounds can drastically reshape our gut microbiome. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely, Ted. The research demonstrates that these small molecules can have a profound effect on the composition of our gut bacteria. It's not just about adding a few good bacteria here and there. We're talking about potentially reshaping the entire ecosystem in our gut based on what we eat. It's like terraforming, but for your intestines.
Reshape how? And what about long-term effects? This sounds like it could be misused for fad diets. We've seen this pattern before, where early research gets blown
Kate,
out of proportion.
You're not seeing the potential here. This isn't about fad diets. It's laying the groundwork for truly tailored dietary recommendations based on individual gut health. This could be huge for managing health risks like diabetes.
Or it
cancer.
Could lead to unnecessary, expensive, personalized diet plans that don't actually improve health outcomes. We've seen this before with genetic testing and nutrition. Lots of hype, not much substance.
Both of you raise interesting points about the potential impacts of this research. Let's put this in historical context. Can you think of a similar breakthrough in nutrition science?
Absolutely. This reminds me of the discovery of vitamins in the early 20th century. Before that, nutrition was all about macronutrients. People thought protein, fat, and carbs were all you needed. Then, bam, vitamins changed everything. This gut microbiome research could be just as revolutionary.
That's a stretch. The vitamin discovery led to important public health measures. This study
Let me explain, Kate. In 1912, Casimir Funk coined the term vitamin. This revolutionized our understanding of nutrition and disease prevention. It took us from thinking about food as just fuel to understanding its complex role
sure.
in health.
But that took years of research and validation. We can't compare this single study to that massive breakthrough. Vitamins have clear universal effects. This gut bacteria stuff seems highly individual and hard to apply broadly.
You're missing the point, Kate. Like vitamins, this opens up a new frontier in nutrition science. It's about understanding, not just supplementation. The vitamin discovery led to fortified foods and supplements saving millions from deficiency diseases. This could do the same for gut-related health issues.
Understanding is fine. But let's not overhype this before we have concrete applications and benefits. We don't want to give people false hope.
It's clear there's a lot to unpack here. Looking ahead, how might this research change our approach to nutrition?
I see a future where every person has a customized diet plan based on their unique gut microbiome. It'll revolutionize preventive health care. Imagine going to the doctor and getting a diet prescription that's as personalized as your fingerprint. No more one-size-fits-all nutrition advice.
That's incredibly optimistic. More likely, we'll see a surge in expensive, unnecessary gut testing and dubious, personalized diet plans.
You're being too cynical, Kate. This could lead to targeted interventions for diseases like diabetes and cancer. Imagine diets that actually prevent these conditions. We're talking about a whole new level of preventive medicine
here. Or it could lead to false hope and wasted resources. We've seen plenty of breakthrough diets fail before. Remember the blood type diet? Or the pH diet? People got all excited, spent a ton of money, and in the end, it was all hype.
Interesting perspectives. How might this impact the food industry?
We could see a new wave of functional foods designed to support specific gut bacteria. It's an exciting opportunity for innovation. Picture supermarket shelves lined with foods tailored to different gut types. It's like personalized medicine, but through your grocery cart.
And an opportunity for marketing hype and pseudoscience. Gut-friendly could become the new gluten-free fad. We'll see companies slapping labels on everything.
But this time, it'll be based on solid science. Companies could develop foods that genuinely improve gut health for specific individuals. We're not talking about empty claims here, but real, targeted
nutrition. Or they'll just slap gut-friendly on everything and jack up the prices. Let's be realistic about how this will be used. The food industry isn't exactly known for its restraint when it comes to marketing claims.
Well, it's clear this research has sparked some lively debate. While Eric sees a future of personalized nutrition and preventive health, Kate urges caution against overhyping early findings. Only time will tell how this research will shape our approach to nutrition and gut health. Thank you both for sharing your insights today.